Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
Well, not to be the bearer of bad news, but another Bruins update. They're now down 4-3.
Duh.
Ottawa just scored.
Duh, what the god, duh, duh.
Duh, but that's not what we're here for. We're here for the Arcan Fire.
Right.
And I first want to start with some big sneaker news. I don't know if you're a little bit of a sneakerhead, but...
I was. At one point in my life, I was. I would check for, like, the new Dunks and the Air Force Ones. That was basically it. Like, I was into that. I liked Adidas too, but they kind of lost me with like the Yeezys and stuff after a while. I wasn't really into those. But yeah, I was for the Nikes, like the Dunks and the Air Force Ones. Like there was a time in my life where I was very hip to what was going on with that, and I always tried to say I never could, but I always wanted to like save up money to go and get one of those, you know, some of like the real limited edition ones that you have to go to like New York and wait in line at a certain shoe store. And then immediately get robbed right after you walked out of the place. That happened all the time. Didn't happen to me because I never had enough money to go in there in the first place. But that was always something I aspired to. But that was a long time ago. I'm not really down with that now anymore. But what you got?
Okay, well, unfortunately, since you're not into it, you might not be involved in Steph Curry because he ended his partnership with Under Armour. Mm. They're parting ways. The sides announced Thursday. Curry is going to go independently with his own sneaker brand. Of course, he has his own brand of sneakers, so... No more Under Armour sneakers, courtesy of Steph Curry.
Now, I do have a thought on this. Number one, Steph Curry, you are 37 years old. It's a little late in the game for you to suddenly be like, all right, time to plant my flag with my new shoe. Like, no, man, like, you chose Under Armour. And we were all sort of like, what? Under Armour? Under Armour makes shoes? I didn't even know Under Armour made shoes. It was all about protecting the house. That's all I knew. I didn't know they made shoes. I remember they made sunglasses. We must protect my eyes. Like, I didn't know they made shoes. Just didn't know that. Until Steph Curry was like, check out these Under Armour shoes. And as good as Steph Curry was, and he was great, and he still is great, and has probably got another, you know, one or two very good years left in the NBA. Switching up now? I don't understand that. Maybe it was one of those things like he was just dying to get out of the contract and... As soon as it was up, he was going to leave, and that was it. 13 years. He signed with them when he was 24. And I'll tell you what, I couldn't tell you one single one of those Under Armour shoes. I couldn't tell you what any of them even look like. We don't have anybody on video that can give me an example tonight, unfortunately, because, you know, why would you have a full show with the Patriots game on? Who would do that? But I can't tell you about it. But even if you showed them to me, I would be like, I don't remember those shoes. I don't remember Under Armour shoes at all. I remember And One shoes more than I remember the Under Armours. And since then, there's been all these, you know, the Kyries and the Nikes and all these other Adidas and Reebok. Well, Reebok kind of faded away. But there have been, Converse got back into the game. Like, there's been a lot of really great sneakers over the years. And Under Armour had Curry, and they, hell, they squeezed every bit they could out of that thing. And I don't know. I mean, maybe it worked. Gonna sneeze. Excuse me. Excuse me, everybody.
Bless you.
Thank you. I don't know what that did. I don't know what Curry did for Under Armour. I don't know what Under Armour did for Curry. I'm sure they paid him a ton of money. But did that thing really work out for Under Armour? Does anybody like checking for the new Under Armours? Like, yeah, we gotta get those new Under Armours. Like, I've never heard anyone say that. And again, I'm 43, so I'm well removed from like the prime sneaker game. You know, like, I don't know what people are into these days. I'm not hearing a lot about that. Not at all. Let's take a call on this. Johnny's in Brooklyn. Johnny, first of all, thanks for hanging with me tonight. I appreciate that. I know there's lots of other things you could be doing. What's on your mind tonight, buddy?
Well, you know, you get your audio with the Patriots visual. Well, what's better than that, man? And then I want to know, what do you think of these Patriots jerseys, by the way? I think they're better than the navy blue with red, all the terrible stripes. I want your thoughts on it. And I just wanted to call about the Starberry shoes at $15. Yeah. Do you remember those?
Because I like owned the price a pair. Point. I owned a pair of them, and when I was playing the like eighth or ninth grade, I forget, but I remember I owned a pair of those Starberry shoes, and they fell apart on me like 2 weeks into the season.
All right. Well, I wore them. I think it was a junior year, maybe senior year, and they hung in there for me, and I liked them. And I'm hoping that if Steph Curry decides he wants to leave Under Armour, maybe he makes an affordable shoe. But I will believe it when I see it. What do you think of these Patriots jerseys? Do you agree, disagree, better than the navy blue? What do you think?
Thanks for checking in. The navy blue, he means like the home blues now. Yeah, they're better than those because those suck. They're not, I don't know, they're not better than like the Bledsoe blues. They're not better than the reds and the whites, the throwbacks. But are they better than what they have right now? Kind of, yeah. Like that's one thing that was always so sad about the Brady and Belichick era, is those jerseys were just awful. Oh, were they lame? It's not even that they were bad. It's just that they were lame. There was nothing about them that made you go, yeah, that's the Patriot. Like, the Patriots won a lot, and they didn't do anything to them. They kept them the same for 20 years because they felt like, well, we're winning all these Super Bowls. We can't change it now. Occasionally, they'd have the Reds, you know, the old Pat Patriot Reds, but not often. And it was really just, yeah, here you go, the Whites, here's the Blues. Maybe we'll mix it up, throw in a silver in here or something. Those awful silver jerseys, you remember those?
The forgotten ones.
Oh, were those gross. These remind me more of those, but they're better looking than those. I remember going down to the pro shop before the season started, and they had this big mannequin right in the doorway, like this giant oversized mannequin with a big jersey on and the helmets and the pants. There were sweatshirts and all that stuff. And it was like, we don't even have this in stock yet, but this is what it's going to look like. And can't you just not wait to come in here and buy some of this, new Patriot stuff? And I don't know how well it's selling. John Lyons was in here. He had that on. And it looks cool. Josh McDaniels, he's got one,
our
too.
Our friend from Playtesty, Pat Brown, he got himself a Drake May version of this one.
Okay, got the jersey.
So he likes it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't hate them. I don't think they're terrible, but I'm not in love with them either. I kind of just, they're kind of just meh for me. They're kind of just on the schmeh. I don't know. I'm not even sure what would make them better. I think they're fine. You know, that's about where I'm at. They're fine. They don't offend me or anything like that, but they don't knock my socks off either.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, just wanted to make sure we're moving on.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a brouhaha brewing between the Dodgers.
Brouhaha brewing, huh?
Yeah. I did not plan that at all. Between the city of Los Angeles and the Dodgers. Now, I don't know if you read the story that the Dodgers want to create a gondola to help their teams avoid the LA traffic and be able, we're leaning with that field goal. With LA, so the proposal was to build a gondola from downtown LA to Dodger Stadium. It's a $5 million aerial tramway that would connect fans between the stadium about a mile away to Union Station, the heart of the LA rail system. But the city of Los Angeles, the city council voted overwhelmingly to urge transportation officials to ground the project. So I ask you, is creating a gondola, because LA and Boston are pretty similar, is creating a gondola to help fans avoid traffic really the best thing that the Dodgers or anyone in the city of Los Angeles could do?
I have not heard a better suggestion. Los Angeles traffic is supposed to be the worst in the world, right? I'd argue that Boston's right up there, but everyone says LA. You're out there in these like six-lane highways, and it's just ass to elbows. No one's moving. Paul Pierce is falling asleep. Like, it's this whole crazy thing. Like, the traffic in LA is the worst. But no one's really figured out. They've widened the highways. They've done whatever they can to do it. Everything's all sprawled out in LA, too. Like, it takes a half hour to get anywhere in LA. You got to get on the highway. You're going to be stuck in traffic. It's just going to be this whole thing. Driving out there kind of blows. I've only done it a couple of times, but I have to go to LA next month for a wedding. But I'm not driving that weekend. Who knew?
Too bad they couldn't have had the gondola ready for you.
That would have been cool. I think the gondola is a great idea. They were going to do a gondola in the seaport. There was going to be like a Southie gondola, I think. Or there was plans submitted for one. Can you look that up? I remember when I was working at the Herald for the month that I worked there, I remember there was some talk about a Southie gondola. Or a seaport to Southie gondola or something like that. And I thought, hell yeah, man, that's a great idea. A gondola. Why, who doesn't like a gondola? What's not to like? I even like the gondolas in Venice, you know, when you're on those little boats, like the original gondola.
Yeah,
well, that's a gondola.
I got it here proposed in 2018, but it was shot down in 2019, or they just gave up hope on it.
I'll tell you what, man, these bureaucrats, I'll tell you, they really are a bunch of buzzkills. What's the big argument against the gondola? Can you summarize that for me? Why is everyone 12-1 against the gondola? Thank God for that one person who was like, no, that's pretty cool. Let's vote for this. Gondolas are cool. Gondolas are cool. By the way, the Patriots missed Borregales, the Aurora Borregales, missed a field goal at the end of the half there, a 45-yarder, I want to say, wide right. And the Patriots go into the half with a 14-7 lead over the Jets, 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 Jets. About what I thought. Jets with that first opening drive, they score a touchdown. Haven't been able to do all that much since then. Very one-dimensional team. If they get another score, it'll probably be on a return. They did have a nice return. They took it back to the 40 or the 50 on one of those punts. I think it was one of the punts. Maybe it was after the touchdown. I can't remember now. I'm half paying attention here. But there is not much really happening with that Jets offense since that opening drive. Patriots offense looked good for those two drives for sure. Sputtered out a little bit just now. And they'll go into the half. We'll see what they do, what kind of adjustments they make, and how they come out in the third quarter. I'm looking forward to that because so far in these third quarters, they've come out like gangbusters for the majority of them. Not so much in the Atlanta game, but all these other ones, it seems like that's what they've been doing. All right, I'm sorry. I'm filibustering here. What else we got?
Get over here!
I don't know if you've been following the drama between LSU and Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly obviously fired a couple of weeks ago from LSU, and now, because the buyout had to have been $54 million that Brian Kelly had to get paid. Well, LSU clearly doesn't want to pay it because they're now seeking a probable cause or for cause to so they don't have to pay Brian Kelly all that money. I mean, which side do you take this on? Like, if I'm Brian Kelly, I'd say, no, you don't get to circumvent the rules. I want my money. But then you got LSU saying, we don't want to pay the money. So where are you on this wild story between the Tigers and their former head coach?
I understand why Brian Kelly's doing what he's doing. First of all, you can tell he's a pain in the ass. But I also think that LSU is well within their rights to be like, we're going to fire you for cause. We're going to make this a thing. And we are going to get out of this because when they hired Brian Kelly and LSU, I mean, listen, they're a team that expects to be not playing in the ReliaQuest Bowl. Like, they're a team that expects to be competing, like a team that expects to be in the national championship conversation. And it's been a while, you know, it's just been a while for them and for him and, you know, some of the big marquee losses that they've had and the reasons why it's all come to this, not to mention the fact that according to many reports, the guy is a world-class a-hole to work with. Not that that necessarily matters if you're winning, but he wasn't. And that's, I mean, really, like, you want to talk about for cause? You're a college football coach. You're making the most money out of any public state employee in that entire area. And you're not in the mix. You're not in the mix at the end there. You're playing in the Texas Bowl and the Citrus Bowl and the ReliaQuest Bowl and whatever else bowl, but not really part of that conversation at the end of the year. Then, yeah, they're going to move on from you. LSU sets the bar higher than that, and they invested a lot into Brian Kelly, which he's, of course, trying to get every dollar of it. I don't hate him for that. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. That's the way these contracts work. You pay me. I'm not going to make it easy for you. That's why the whole thing with Bill Belichick, yeah, UNC was probably talking about a buyout. He was like, you're paying me every bleeping cent of this. every penny I'm getting. You know, you think it's cheap dating this girl? No, it is not. Got to keep her real estate portfolio afloat. So, yeah, I think that this is to be expected. It's to be expected that he got fired. I'm not surprised he's being a pain in the ass about it. He seems like a difficult guy. And, good luck to all involved. I don't particularly care how it all ends up. But Brian Kelly, yeah, I mean, you knew that this was on the horizon. I don't think this was a big surprise to anybody.
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Okay, this is kind of an ever-changing topic because I didn't think I was going to mention this, but obviously the Jets are playing the Patriots a little bit tough going into halftime. So I am here to urge Patriots fans that if this game goes sideways and the Jets crazily pull off the upset, there is no need to panic at all. Just like I talked about a couple of weeks ago with the tough performance with the Falcons, there's no reason to panic because every team, you know, I hate to use the phrase any given Sunday, but in this case, it would be any given Thursday. Any game, there can be an upset. I mean, look at the Bills from last week. You had a Dolphins team with literally no momentum. They come in and pull the upset. People are still high on the Bills. And the Patriots, what they've done this year during this win streak is they've created themselves a buffer by winning against Buffalo, by winning against Tampa. Those really, really tough games, they've allowed themselves some wiggle room to have a fumbled game like this if they were to lose to the Jets. So if they lose to the Jets, it's not the end of the world. I am still high on the team to make the playoffs, to get themselves double-digit wins, maybe 12 or 13. Maybe win the division. Even if they lose this game, my opinion about the Patriots will not change.
There you go. That is the producer's point with Joe Braverman.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.